Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And joining us now is the director, right? Bob Gregg.
Hello, Paul.
How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for coming out tonight.
Yep. Well, thank you for having us. And I think it's pretty neat that you got teams from all over the place that are here. I think you've got, what, four teams that are here right now?
We have four right here at the moment. We have a 10-team field, four international teams, Austria, Dominican Republic, Mexico, and Chinese Taipei. We have four U.S. zone champions, Bay County, Michigan, the Bronx, New York, Brownsville, Texas, and Long Beach, California. Youngstown is the host area represented for the second year in a row, and Washington County as the host with a berth in as well.
Does Washington County always get a team in this?
They do. And all of Pony's tournament levels, whatever level you host at, you host a tournament, you get, and they have six levels of tournaments, area, section, district, region, super region, zone, and then World Series. So if you're hosting one of those qualifying tournaments, you get an entry at that level. The Washington County team, being the home of Pony Baseball, founded here in 1951, is the reason that the World Series is here still today.
Yeah, it's funny. I talked to a lot of different people about the Pony League World Series, and they all assumed because it was in Washington, it was at Wild Things Park. But it's not. It's at Lou Hayes Pony League Field. And I guess Lou Hayes, you were talking to me a little bit about who he was and what he meant to Pony League. But for our listeners, why is it called Lou Hayes Field?
1948, 50, 51, in that area, Lou Hayes became sports editor of the Washington Observer and Washington Reporter newspaper, was involved in the then Little League program here in Washington. In the winter of 51, the players said, hey, what are we going to do next year? Because we're all too old to play Little League anymore, and there was no organized baseball for 13, 14, or 15-year-olds until you got to American Legion at 16 or high school ball. And they said, well, let us see what we can do. So over the next couple of months, they talked to Little League. They weren't interested in adding another age division. And so these six men here in Washington, with a bunch of other people helping, but primarily a group of six people, said, we're going to do something here. The concept caught on for a 13- and 14-year-old league. It spread across the country. And in 1952, the first Pony League World Series was held. Interestingly enough, it wasn't played at Lou Hayes Field. It was played at Washington High School's field because what would become Lou Hayes Field, the world's first pony baseball field, wasn't ready for that level of play. But in 1953, it hosted the first World Series. Lou passed away about 20 years ago now. And following at the World Series, following his passing in April, the field was renamed by action of the city council and by Pony Baseball and Softball and Tournaments Incorporated to remember Lou Hayes, and it will always be known as Lou Hayes Pony Field.
Now, from the start, was it a true World Series, or when did it become like international, like it is now? I'm looking right now. You've got a European champion, a Caribbean champion, an Asian Pacific champion. I mean, when did it become international? Was it that from the start?
It was not, actually. 1968, 50 years ago, and we're going to recognize the 1968 Greensboro, North Carolina team, but that was our first international World Series. And I see you have one of our program magazines. There's a really interesting three-page spread in there about what the world was like in 1968 with all of the things, as you may well remember. But for those 9 days, people came here, and it was about baseball and laughter, and we had a great time. But that was the first international World Series. There was a team here from Caracas, Venezuela, a team from Canada, and I don't think we've had a team from Canada back since then.
So to win in Canada, you'd have to, what, win the North American Championship?
Or? Well, and I'm not sure how the qualifying happened in 68, but a team from British Columbia was the Canadian representative in that first international World Series in 1968.
When you watch the now, are these games on TV? I mean, I know that the ones in Williamsport, what's that, Little League?
Yeah,
I guess,
yeah, that other place.
That other place in Williamsport. Are these ones on TV?
They are. All of our games are video streamed through MLB.com, partnership with Pikewood Sports out of Morgantown. They do great, top quality production work. So we stream all of the games five of our games this year are going to be on AT&T Sportsnet. The Pirates' schedule was perfect for that. They're out west playing night games, very late games, while we're playing early. So our opener Friday night, our noon game Saturday, both of our winner's bracket games on Monday night, and then our championship game on Wednesday night will be on AT&T Sportsnet.
What's the format? Is this a double elimination, triple elimination, or?
Two divisions of five teams, double elimination in your division, and then a single championship game.
So
for years, we played double elimination all the way through. So TV said, well, this might be the championship game. It might not, depending on who.
Right.
So we went to this format where we know we're going to have one game for the Pony World Series championship.
So for instance, this team from Asia Pacific, the Chinese Taipei team, could come here and play two games, lose both, and go home?
Well, they could. If they lose twice, they're out.
That's
correct.
What I mean. Yeah.
They're not going home yet, because if you've checked airfare anywhere, the teams that fly in, they just stay.
Right.
They don't. They're not changing their flights.
I'm just saying, it seems like a very long way to come to play two games.
You'll have to look long and hard in the back of the program at all of the scores since 1951 to find a Chinese Taipei team that went 0-2.
All right. Well, that's what I mean. Any of the teams that traveled a long way.
They have won 8 World Series championships, all of them since 1994, Chinese Taipei. They get here, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, they get it. It's like a long way to come. We got to make sure we win the thing. What made you want to get involved with all this?
I worked at the radio station here in Washington, and our station has carried almost every World Series game played here. And so in 1984, I was working on the radio, and I said to the treasurer of the Tournaments Incorporated that, if you need some help with publicity next year, let me know. I'd be glad to help, because that's an area where any volunteer organization always struggles with, trying to let enough people know what's going on. They took me, four guys came to the office one day and took me to Shorty's Hot Dogs, bought me two with everything and fries with gravy on it, and I've been chair for 35 years.
Yeah. Shorty's, that's probably enough to sell you on it, right?
That's a great place. But the guys that did it had either been chair or assistant chair in the past. They each took three committees and worked directly with them. I worked with these four people. And so from the days of the chairman meeting with all 12 or 14 committees, and you just get worn out. That's why chairmen are 1 year and done, because you're like, I can't do that anymore. It's a whole different structure, but it's incredibly busy. We have over 500 different volunteers who this week will put time in to make this event happen.
Well, Bob, appreciate you joining us. We're just about out of time, but before we go, give us some of the logistics of the, when your games start, I guess tomorrow, what time, at noon?
We start at the Friday, we're playing 5:30 and 8. Saturday and Sunday, we start at noon with three straight games. Monday and Tuesday, we play elimination games starting at 10 a.m., and then winner's bracket doubleheaders starting at 5:30. And then our championship game at 7:30. And all of that info is available at ponyworldseries.org. That's the simplest way to get all of it.
All right, Bob. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Come on out to the Pony League World Series. Give it a chance. Give it a chance at Lou Hayes Field here in Washington.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.